Hey there. So what have you been thinking a lot about this week? I've been thinking about pain because, well, I had to get 5 stitches and I've had a black eye for a week now. It was the result of some not so great decision making that thankfully wasn't worse, like a concussion. I was training my oldest son, Evan, in our home gym, and we were goofing off with the big exercise balls after he finished his set of chest presses. We thought it would be fun to run toward each other, each holding a ball, and see what happened. Not only did the balls collide, but so did his chin off my eye bone. It really didn't hurt that bad, and we were laughing our butts off at our stupidity and kept laughing all the way to urgent care. Things are going well with the healing, and I'm excited. I got my stitches out yesterday. This was a great week of taking care of myself, icing, using calendula ointment, not wearing mascara, washing it gently. It all came pretty easily as far as knowing what to do and following through on myself. People would say, "Oh my goodness, what happened?" And yes, I felt chagrin to even have to tell them the story. Or they would say, "Wow, that must have hurt." It actually never really hurt, except for one time when I dropped an exercise ball in my face at the gym. And yeah, that really happened. It was pretty much comedy. Well, besides when it hit my face. I had an injury with obvious bruising, and it would sometimes get red and tender. I had to pay attention to it. But what about the wounds and the injuries that are inside? When our hearts get hurt, do we know how to make space for healing in the same way? Do we give our interior pain the same kind of acknowledgement and attention? I wish that it was easier to identify when the heart gets bruised. I wish it was more simple to face what hurts inside. I wish it was more instinctive and allowed and encouraged to grieve and slow down, even for a moment when we're knocked over by the exercise balls of life. We all have so many feelings, so many emotions. We all have stories and trauma and stresses. And yet we orbit around each other's pain and complain about things like traffic and the weather and being busy. Or perhaps fear sets in and we hold back and don't know how to be vulnerable. I have to admit, I have a hard time with the glossy stuff of society that bypasses the bruises. So I want you to know I see you and I send you this invocation. May you be happy. May you be at peace. May you be filled with loving kindness. Here's to letting that phrase land and having the desire to take care of yourself. You can pause here for a deep breath to let that land. I believe strongly in active healing, asking myself hard questions, doing the postmortem and seeking understanding and growth so I can evolve, because I don't want to sit in my pain and swirl and loop and focus on failure. I don't want to spend time arguing for my limitations, meaning telling myself all the ways things are hard or why it's not going to work out. There is a difference between giving yourself time to heal, cope, and process the difficult parts of life, of grieving, than being a victim or feeling sorry for yourself. They're not the same thing. Getting stronger mentally and physically requires similar dedication to self. One manifests itself as muscles and the other as emotional and spiritual resiliency. Heart training, if you will. My cut healed because I looked in my face in the mirror and did what needed to be done to help it get better. I meditate and journal because I'm fully aware I still have growing and healing to do, because I'm human and life requires active healing. So what are the ways you could bring in active healing to your everyday life? It can seem like a few minutes of silence and breath is useless, but the cumulative effect is really powerful, just like putting on ointment every day. And now patience. My scar is red and a bit raw. I feel impatient. The acute part is over and now is where I really don't have as much control. I'm still going to take care of myself, but part of me wants to know what this is going to look like from a year from now. Will it be noticeable? Will it be a thin line or really obvious? I just have to accept the ambiguity because thinking about it a lot isn't going to change the outcome. So why focus on it? As for the pain, we can't avoid it. Whether it's big T trauma or little things here or there or exercise balls, well, maybe stay away from those. But I don't think life is about avoiding pain. I think it's more useful to have a practice for coping, healing, and doing the heart training. I'm also a huge advocate for asking for help. We hire accountants, mechanics, air conditioning people, etc. It's highly useful and effective to work with someone else who has expertise as you're actively healing and getting stronger. Find the counselor, therapist, coach, trainer, or group program that gets you out of inertia, teaches you new ways of being, and doesn't allow you to argue for your limitations. One of the things I love about being a coach and a trainer is being a part of that healing and strengthening process with other people. My clients inspire me all the time, and it's so fulfilling. And I see this happen over and over again when people are actively engaged in their healing. So maybe your pain isn't so noticeable as 5 stitches on your eye, and I would never wish that for you. And maybe you're not dealing with a huge life struggle. We don't need to create drama and pain where there isn't any. It's totally possible that all is well and you can enjoy and receive it. And honestly, life is probably both, not all pain and not all joy. So no matter what, I hope you come away from this feeling seen. I acknowledge your bruised heart. I applaud you for your resiliency. I send you my love for healing and strength. May you take care of yourself in ways that make you feel whole and settled every single day, scars and all. Thanks.